Yes, sir. Let's go. Yes, sir. Just like that, we back again. You know what I mean? New intro, new energy, new vibrations, new vibranium. Yeah, we got the vibranium, you know what I'm saying? We're not telling you where it's hidden yet. However, man, this is a very special occasion, y'all. This is like something magical, you know what I mean? Al magical. That's a Daily Show reference. I'm already starting off random. So let me just cut to the chase first. But I'm going to introduce our guests who we have first, and then I'm going to get into the meat and potatoes. But I go by the name of Small Eyes with a Z. And who do we have with us today for Digital Good Times Season 4, Episode 1? Who do we got with us?
Is that my cue?
Yes, your cue, man. That's cue time. Cue time, man.
Oh, man. Right now you got Mr. Jacumi Randolph. The guest for part one or season four, right? We're yep. Season four now, number right? Four. Season Quattro. Four, episode one.
Yep.
I am your gracious guest. I am here to talk about, I think, digital currencies because that's my thing right now.
Yes, yes, indeed. So, we're not gonna jump the gun. We're not gonna jump the shark just yet. We just intro and everything. And I want to start by, again, giving shouts out to a few different people. First, I want to give a shout out to APBG Branding Agency. Without them, none of this would be possible. The good brother, she, all the collaborators and people a part of that. I then want to give a shout out to the tribe, as well as to the DGT Core, Tris, Ashley, Jack, and all those have been riding with us for all of the seasons of Digital Good Times. We've been going hard for this would be almost our sixth or seventh year. I can't remember which one is right, but one of those two. And I cannot begin to thank all the people that continue to support and be a part of what we got going on. And as with all things, if we're a tech, we consider ourselves to be a tech empowerment space, a tech empowerment platform. You got to be about iteration. And so we're in the iterative stages of growing the platform and the podcast. And so season four is going to be a little different. We're going to have a lot of our peoples that you're familiar with and some people you aren't that are going to come in, pop in and pop out per episode. And we're going to kind of go with the flow organically with what works best. But this new format that we got that we bring into you is going to be really focused on intimate conversations with subject matter experts like the good brother Jacumi just said. You know what I mean? He's a digital currency expert. So we're going to be bringing that energy to you, you know what I'm saying? So I want to formally, you know, welcome y'all to season four, Digital Good Times, episode one. We going in, and also just know I'm semi unchained. I want to say I'm fully unchained. You know what I mean? Like I'm definitely, because I have a soundboard. It will be unleashed. This is a new and updated version of it. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna go down. Y'all better get it right. You know what I mean? So we're going to start with our warm-up topic, and I have some other announcements throughout, but I don't want to bore y'all at the beginning with a whole bunch of announcements. We'll have some more as the show goes on, but I want to get right to the meat and the potatoes, or if you're vegan, you know, whatever, cauliflower, I don't know, whatever. Are you vegan, Jacumi? I can't remember.
Yeah, man. No meat, yeah, bro.
See, that's what I said. Like, you're about that life. Jacumi's about that life. Y'all are going to figure it out. Y'all going to figure it out.
We can get with the, you know, the Beyond Meat.
Yeah, the Beyond Meat. Yeah, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? Whatever floats your boat. Whatever gets you there. This is, you know, no judgment, man. No judgment. All-inclusive zone. This is the digi space, digiverse that we're in. So, you know, in this space, man, we're all about empowerment, enlightenment. Also shenanigans and all of the above. So, this is the warm-up. You know what I mean? I'm about to. Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know what that is. That's fine. This is my new soundboard. I'm getting used to it. So I call this, we call this segment The Attack of the Clones. And the reason why I think this is going to be unique and hopefully a really engaging conversation with you, Jacumi, is that you've been getting it in. You've been going crazy on Clubhouse over the last few months. Myself, Jack, Tristan, Ashley all got on the platform like around August of last year, August to September. And it was a whole different monster at that time, just like it's now iterated and evolved to what it is currently. So, you know, first, I love to just kind of get your take before we start talking about all the clones. Like, what has been your experience kind of in a quick surmising of your time within the platform over the last few months and how you've seen it grow? And then we'll get into like what the clones are trying to do to compete.
Yeah, man. Clubhouse is a fantastic platform. I think I joined at the end of December. So like probably right before Christmas right after Christmas.
Okay.
And I've seen the thing just grow leaps and bounds. It's amazing how much it's grown, and the audience is only like iPhone users. So
right. No Android.
And then people that, you know, have iPads and iPods, which is interesting too. Right,
which is ridiculous.
But it's been a fun platform. And, you know, what I'm surprised is that, you know, how taken people are with it and like how much time you actually start spending on it once you start getting value from it. Right.
Right.
So like, if you're not getting value from it, then, you know, I would stay away. But this thing is so valuable, man. So many gems are being dropped on a daily on this platform. So it's like, it's hard to like pull yourself away.
Let me
have a scheduled time.
Let me just do this, you know. Let me play. I won't say devil. I can say little Nas X advocate, not devil advocate. Which shout out to that man. Like, you know what I mean? I love that whole campaign. We won't get into it, but this is, you know. This is just me putting that sound up. What do you say to those people who say like Clubhouse? Because again, I started on in August, September. It was a totally different space. It was way more open. It was like the hallways were super inclusive. You could find really diverse stuff. Now, because they've made it to where you've got to section off your categories and your things that you're into, it sections you into these like particular spaces where there's a lot less discovery, I think, from the early spaces. But in particular, people saying like, yeah, they got their $1 billion valuation off of fucking creatives, in particular Black creatives. And I know a few of the Black creatives that have equity in it now, and I think it's amazing. Shout out to Fadia, you know, longtime homie from the A-Town, who is a big part of bringing on a lot of the creative influencers who helped shift the entire dynamic of Clubhouse into what it became, to what you experienced in December and now what it's iterated now to spawning all these different clones. Like, what do you say to people who say that they've been profiting off of creatives and that, you know, we're not getting equity off of it, so we shouldn't try to put too much of our energy into it? That's just, you know, something that's out there. What do you say?
I mean, the thing is like, okay, so there's platforms that you can be on, right? You can choose which platforms you want to be on, and right. You can choose just platforms you choose to partake in.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? The wave that is created is undeniable, right? And so all I can say is, right, get on it and just see for yourself, you know, see if you can take advantage of what's going on, right, in the space.
Yep.
I mean, you can always choose a different platform, but
yeah,
I know it's been changing and it's growing. But, I just think it's a fantastic platform. I really wish, you know, even though this is how it typically is with Black folk, right? When we get on something, we want to make it hot,
yeah,
right? So even if we didn't invent it or not, we make it hot. Mm-hmm. So that's just a thing, and it's hard to get away from it, right? It's hard to get away from it until we start building our own platforms and we become the tech company that does it,
yeah,
right? So as soon as we have that, I'm on that too.
You know, yeah, no, 100%. So in speaking of that, you know, I'm just going to drop a bomb on it. So because it has become so ubiquitous to not only just mainstream pop culture, in particular tech culture, there are now a lot of clones. That's why we call it this segment, Attack of the Clones, that are coming up. And I'm just going to give you all a few. If you don't know already, The first being Twitter, who's already had their beta called Spaces in development for months. They kind of had theirs kicked out literally maybe within a few months of the explosion of Clubhouse. And like we said, late last year. And I've been on it and it's pretty cool. The thing that makes it unique is it's open. Like there can be an unlimited number of people that can be in a Spaces talk and it's open to the public. So it doesn't have that privatized, you know, specialized a VIP access thing that Clubhouse has going on. But I think there's a that's what it is. That's the reality of what Clubhouse is. That's definitely how it started out at the beginning and why it had that attention to it. Then Facebook's building theirs out, which I'm very interested in, which is going to integrate with Messenger in some kind of capacity. There's a screenshot of like a prototype going out. They're going to probably get theirs off in probably a couple of months. LinkedIn just announced theirs. Which is going to be called, they haven't given a name, but it's going to be Professional Speak. So where they'll be able to basically have embedded conference style, which is really what's happening on Clubhouse right now. A whole bunch of people who claim to be professionals.
Telegram, I think, has theirs.
Telegram's got
theirs. I think it's called Voice Chats.
Voice Chat?
And I believe it's, I believe it's Voice Chats 2.0, and I believe it's unlimited as well. I don't think there's a limit on.
So a lot of folks these that can come in. Spaces are going to have some unique advantages. The other two, Spotify's unique advantage, I think that's going to bring them into the space is they just bought a company called Locker Room, which is some sports chat space, and they're going to bundle it into this article that just came out. They said they're definitely about to launch subscription services for podcasting, which I'm definitely excited about, and all podcasters definitely should, because we have monetization streams coming in for what we're doing. We're going to get to that a little bit later when we get to our advertisement segment. But they're going to bundle that, I'm sure, into a space that allows artists to host panels, again, what they're doing on Clubhouse, host releases so that they can do private talks with their specific, again, VIP audience within the Spotify space. So I see that evolving very soon. And the thing, this is my favorite one as far as the clones, that just, again, the way they've iterated this shit is at lightning speed. Discord just launched their version of, and Discord is a very unique space that I love and I'm trying to educate more and more of our community about. You might know about it if you're in the gaming community, but if you're not, you may not understand. You may not know the power of Discord right now. The reason why Microsoft is trying to buy them for some stupid, like $40 billion or something dumb. They've got something they just launched called Stage Channels. The thing that makes that shit cool is that again, Discord is unique until Microsoft buys it, that there has some aspect of privatization. If you don't know, Clubhouse records everything and there is no privatization. So neither will Spotify, neither will LinkedIn. So places like Slack, which are privatized because companies privatize their Slack spaces, and Discord, right, which is currently privatized right now, actually is going to give you currently the ability to have privatized conversations that don't necessarily need to leak out to the audience. So think about the community building you can do there. And that's what they're doing on Discord. So if somebody is a streamer, this is one of my favorite streamers. I'll give him a shout out. His name is I'm Dante on Twitch. This guy is crazy. His fan base is crazy. But what they do is they already have the chat. So y'all already know, if you don't know, I'm a Twitch evangelist. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just a Twitch evangelist straight up, because it's, in my opinion, the most progressive medium in this media game right now. And so the chat's already happening. If you don't know, there's a chat that's already happening while the stream's going, right? But what they're doing now, the Discord is a separate ecosystem within that community where there's chats happening in that too. So that's like an underground within the stream. But imagine that you now are going to be able to set up this panel setup just like you can with Clubhouse, where you can have your audience chatting and talking while your stream's going, and the streamer can tap in anytime they want, because Twitch is integrated with Discord. So that's the other thing too, it's integrated within Discord, so they can tap in. So what he did, he just tested it out, because, like, again, this feature's only been out for a week or two. Discord just announced their Clubhouse like clone feature few weeks ago. It's crazy, right? So the innovation, that's why I'm bringing this to y'all, man. And like I said, I told y'all I'm Unchained, so I'm giving it to y'all. I'm just letting the chopper off, which is all of this that's happening right now. So this is hot off the press. This is what's happening with these Clubhouse clones, and why some say, so I'll just give you a quote from this article that'll be in the this will be the last time, so this is another announcement segment that I want to let Jakumi speak. This is the last time that we're going to be giving away the Digi Pack. For this episode, we're going to have some resources that Jakumi will hook y'all up with. It'll have the resources that I'm providing. The DigiPack, if you don't remember from last season, were free resources that we were including with each episode guide. right? So there were episode guides that were giving you what we're doing on the episode for you to follow along with, as well as resources. Well, guess what? All of that's going behind the Patreon, and we will announce on the next episode the launch for our Patreons. We'll give you a little bit of time, but just know y'all got to understand this, man. Like, this is something. Podcasting is an art form first and foremost, and it's also a business. So we are working on trying to expand that and wanting this to grow and be a thriving ecosystem. So the only way we can do that is we have to find a way to monetize. So this is going to be for our true DigiTribe super fans, where you'll get behind the scenes access and you'll get access to these resources that are not a joke. And so that's why I'm going to give y'all a taste. This will get y'all ass a little taste of these resources. So I had to plug that. Anyway, so what? Any final thoughts, man, on these clones? And do you think they're going to wipe out Clubhouse? Do you think that Clubhouse will survive the clones, especially once Facebook comes, once the big bad wolf comes? What's your final take?
I think Clubhouse will survive, and whether that's them partnering with somebody else to bring their technology to another platform where they've got video or some kind of visuals, you'll probably see that happen. So I'm thinking they're going to be right along, in the space, and it's good to have like all of this good competition. Yeah. Yep. I think it's good. 100%. I think it's good. It propels the space and keeps it moving forward.
100%. That's real. That's real deal, Holyfield. All right. So that is our Clubhouse chat. We'll have more details, but I think you all should decide on what platform. If you're not on Clubhouse, there's ways you can easily get it. If you're in a DigiTribe, which you can access us through our Facebook group, or you can join our newsletter. But our most interactive, really jumping space is our DigiGood Tribe space on the Facebook platform. That's where you can come and chop it up with us. You can DM us. And if we got some invites, we'll give you some. However, the space we really want to activate is Discord. So I just want to kind of put the feelers out there for those of y'all who aren't familiar with Discord. Let us know, man. We can educate. We want to get more of the community on there, because I just explained how you can really have some really unique conversations that can be within your own ecosystem. Some of them we might decide to actually record and put on the pod. We'll see. But this stage is growing. So you want to learn which one of these is going to work for you in this new audio, live podcasting, interactive experience that's exploded so much that every company on the fucking planet is cloning it. You know what I mean? So get involved, y'all. Get involved. All right. Well, let's just continue on. I got a sound, I think. That's the transition sound. Again, I got a lot of these sounds. We'll see how they go. I'm just trying to, these just add my little spice.
Man, I love it.
These are my spice. This is my spicy flavors. All right. So we're going to get into our transition. And this is our lead in into the main topic is, as we're discussing, the importance and the rise of digital currency, probably the most popular buzz term of the digital currency kings and queens is going to be Bitcoin, obviously. So we're going to talk about all of it, but I want to first get into why crypto has exploded and what has set the precedent and the stage for this to get this way. And so in order to do that, I've got to play, make this sound. That's why we're diving a little deeper into what the fuck is going on. And so Jacomi hit me to this doc that we will give you the resource within the Digipack. So last time, get it while it's hot. And it's called, the doc is called How Money Became Worthless: The Golden Financial Crisis. And essentially, it's a lot going on in there. I'm going to play a clip of a piece of the segment that is going to explain what we want to talk about as our lead in into the main Bitcoin conversation, which is fiat. What is fiat and fiat versus Bitcoin? And in order to discuss that, I'm going to let this clip kind of give you a little bit of an explainer of what it is, and then we'll dive into it. So here we go.
Fiat currency is currency that's backed by nothing except government promises. The word fiat is a Latin word, and it basically means currency that's circulating by force. If people have confidence in that currency, and if there's enough government force, that will enable the currency to circulate for a period of time until people lose confidence in the currency.
There is no nation on this planet that currently uses money. We all use currency. There will come a day when everybody knows the difference.
What is a Ponzi scheme?
Okay, so we'll get to that second part. We'll talk about the Ponzi scheme in a minute. So for those that didn't get it, fiat is a agreed upon, a forced upon currency exchanged across international communities, essentially, right? And why is that important? Why is the fiat important? Well, in this documentary, as it explains, these motherfuckers have, it's confusing when you watch the doc, because it's almost like the way this, the money is exchanging hands and the way they're creating loans out of loans out of loans out of loans out of money that doesn't exist, you get confused. And that's why things are the way they are. They know that this shit is confusing. Your average person is like, oh, this is so confusing, I don't even want to deal with it. Whatever, that's just fine. That's just money, finance shit. But no, man, now that we're in this finance revolution, this shit is real. And I, like I said, I'm watching this doc. This doc is filled with nothing but all white dudes, you know what I mean, talking about gold. I figured that they're probably gold supporters, obviously, too.
They're gold bugs. Yeah, I don't agree with everything they talk about.
Yeah, they're saying some wild shit in there, too. They're gold bugs. But the reason is because this the inflation that is being caused by the way the deficit, the spending, all this shit that we got going on is creating a ripple effect that is going to be catastrophic. And so my question is, why is the fiat currency connected in the Federal Reserve connected to what's going on within the crypto and digital currency space right now? And I want you to, you know, elaborate, man, because you just
elaborate on that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the thing with all of this fiat printing is devaluing the dollar, right? So if you're in my age range, you've heard your grandmother say, you know, when I was a kid, I could take a quarter and I can go to the store and I could buy like, you know, 10 items. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, a quarter? 10 items?
Right.
How could she buy 10 items with a quarter?
How's that possible?
Like, I'm thinking I would go to, I take a quarter and I buy like one piece of gum or something like that, right? Yep. So that is what's been happening to the dollar over time, right? So when you think that, like, 40% of all the money in the United States that is in circulation, like right now, has just been printed within the last, you know, 9-10 months. That starts the wheels to spinning, I think. Right? If all the money that's circulating right now, 40% of it, almost 40% of it, has been printed within the last, you know, 9-10 months. That's pretty wild.
What?
Yeah. So most people don't understand. The only time you understand that your money's devaluing is when you go to the store and you go to buy some milk. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, it was $2 a gallon. And now this week it's $4 a gallon. You think like, what happened? Man, the farmers, bro, they greedy.
Right.
So that's kind of what's going on. So that's really propelling this crypto space because, you know, certain projects, they're in limited supply. So it's only a small amount of them, right? So when you talk about something like Bitcoin, for example, right, it's got a finite supply. So there'll only ever be 21 million Bitcoin. That's all there'll ever be.
Right.
Right. And I had my kids looking this stuff up and I wanted them to find out when did Bitcoin, you know, get dollar parity or pair with a dollar. So when did Bitcoin become worth $1? Like what year, what month? And so Bitcoin became worth $1 per Bitcoin in 2011, January of 2011, right? Mm-hmm. So January of 2011.
Okay.
Today, one Bitcoin is worth somewhere around $58,000.
Which is...
So, so from 2011 to now, it's ridiculous the amount, the value that it's garnered now, right? And a lot of that is due to the printing, because even if you look at last year, right, when we had the outbreak, right?
Yeah, the pandemic
of Corona or whatnot, you had the market start to crash, right? Everything was going downhill fast. And then they said, hey, we're going to start printing money.
Right.
Bitcoin's price was all the way down at around $3,800 per coin at that point. So not even a year later, you know, you could have picked up Bitcoin at $3,800. And now, not even a year later, that same coin is worth almost $60,000. So that's the effect money printing has.
So money printing, and again, this documentary, if you all give it some time, it's 50 minutes or less, it'll give you a better idea of like a little bit more about this concept of how they're printing money. Again, it's complicated intentionally, and it's become so complicated that the people that created this, they can't even sustain it. That's where it is. That's what you walk away with, is like they can't sustain it. These global markets, the bank, all they can't sustain it anymore. And that's kind of where we're headed at. When you see the thing that I think should be a spider sense, when you see them, they're talking about another, and again, they're using it, they're going to use the scapegoat of saying that they're providing this package that's going to be structurally supporting the black community and supporting, you know, the disenfranchised community. But they said it's like a $1.8 trillion spending package. The same thing they did again. Like, I love our STEMI, man. Like, yeah, we need this money. We need this fucking reparations. You know what I mean? Like, it's crumbs. We need way more of that. We need real reparations. But where are they pulling this fucking money from? Where are you getting $1.8 trillion from?
Right.
Where? Like, where? Nobody asked that question. And when you see this, when you see this, and when they're talking about this money, how they're printing money, they call this, and the way they explain it in the doc, and I actually conceded it, it is a true Ponzi scheme, because it's not generating money. Like, the economy just makes enough to sustain it so that they can pay back the loans that they already owe, that are in escrow, that are behind, and they get more money to pay. It's a ridiculous cycle that's perpetual. So I want to ask the question, because this is I told you I got to play, you know, the Lil Nas X, man. Again, shout out to Lil Nas X, man. I thought those shoes were actually pretty fire, even though I don't prescribe to any of the, you know, Satanism, any of that, man. I'm a spiritualist.
Any of the shenanigans.
It's a middle finger to mainstream America. So I'm for that shit. It's a middle finger to white America and the corporations. I'm for it. You know what I'm saying? Let me play the advocate in the sense of people say, like, is Bitcoin a Ponzi scheme? You know what I mean? Like, is it a Ponzi scheme? So I want to play this clip where that explains how a Ponzi scheme actually works. And then you get Comey's response as to, you know, is it a Ponzi scheme? And why isn't it? What makes it different from what they're doing with the Federal Reserve and, you know, with the fiat shit? So here's the
question.
Ponzi scheme is a fraudulent investment scheme that promises high returns for investors with little or no risk. Sounds too good to be true, right? That's because it is. Instead of using the money invested to build wealth, a Ponzi scheme simply brings in more investors to pay off the previous investors. Mm-hmm. And because these new investors have also been promised large returns, the scheme must then find an even bigger group of investors to pay them off. All the while, the creators of the scheme are skimming cash from each group of investors.
And that's what them big boys on Wall Street, that's what they've been doing. So now you y'all see it. When we see this Wall Street bet stuff happening, you start seeing the people. We're in this financial revolution that's happening, especially and particularly in the black community. And that's kind of what's going to transition us into, you know, talking about how Jacomi got brought into it. And I'll get him to answer the Ponzi scheme question in a minute, because that'll get him to really get into his bag. But the reason why we're in this particular revolution now is like the veil has been lifted. When you saw what they did with Wall Street bets, they're like, oh, so it just takes a group of people that can move the market into XYZ up, right, down. That's what they've been doing forever. And this is what they've been doing to drive prices in whatever market and whatever sectors. It's important to understand this revolution that's happening right now, in particular, not with the digital currency, but just in finance and stocks, investments, and people getting more into the investment space. We'll have more on that in future episodes. But I want to just spend this time to talk about how the good brother Jacomi introduced me into this space, and how I even got, got hooked up. So let me see if I can find. I want to see if I can find a nice. I don't know what that means, but that's just the sign to say, like, yeah, man, we're getting hype. So Jacomi hit me up sometime last year. It was like maybe in July, summertime of last year, as we were in the throes of just unrest, of course, unstableness in the community, particularly Black Lives Matter. All the things that were going down that we're plagued with perpetually and nonstop since the beginning of time in this fucking country. However, that was the beginning of where this next wave, and of course, Bitcoin has been going in waves for quite some time, but I could feel it. and I was putting feelers out, but I don't know if I reached out to him or he reached out to me, but I think he was in his bag. So he was just like, yo, man.
Well, I hit you up,
yeah,
bro.
You did. You're like, yo, man, you in his bag. You're like, yo, man, you need to check this out. And so I'm skeptical, as all of you should be. And one of my favorite quotes that I've been coming back to, which is shout out to the wonderful Come Up series, the wonderful community over there at the Come Up series. They use the quote where FOMO is not a strategy. Fear of missing out is not a strategy. And I've always kind of moved like that, but it reinforced why I don't just jump at anything random somebody tells me to do. So I asked them, like, what do I do? What do you need me to do? Like, how can I learn more before I decide to jump in this? Because you're like, yo, it's hot, man. Bitcoin is this. And you threw a lot of information at me. But the main thing he told me was to get this book. And like, it all starts with real research. You can look up articles, you can choose whatever, but I find to be the best way to do like a crash course is to read something that's like a volume of some kind of work that's got pages, not just like a word, a quick PDF. Just keeping it one thou. Because this book, and it's called Bitcoin in Black America, you know, we're not sponsored by them, but it was a really easy read. And once I read through that, it was literally talking about all the different ways the blockchain could be used in Black culture and Black society within education. It was really insightful. And it wasn't just about like, here's what Bitcoin is, but it does have that basic stuff too. Jakumi also, after I read it, was like, yo, either before or after, he did a crash course session with me, because he has become not only a mentor, an educator, he already is one, and we'll get into his resume here in a little bit. But I just want to tell my story how this is in real time, like doing your research pays off, and knowing what's happening within the sectors and knowing where to and how to navigate can pay off. So I took those jewels. He told me which apps to get, told me what resources, and I'll go ahead and plug right now. He was like, you need to get Exodus, which is probably one of the best digital wallets. He talked to me about hard wallets. We won't have time to go into all those mechanics, but again, you'll get Jakumi's information and resources at the end. And he does these sessions and classes. He does a lot of them, gives free knowledge on Clubhouse as well, just like we're giving now. So he gave me all those resources. There's a lot of that. And he basically told me who to go check out, who to go holler at. And he told me what to look up as related to altcoin. And we'll talk more about why altcoin is important as well. And so long story short, he told me the plays. I researched the plays. So again, I did my own research based off of what he told me. I researched the plays. And within now a year, I've gotten, I don't even know, I think it's above 1,000% return. I don't even know what the number would be. But it's the amount I put in, I've gotten at least 6 or 7 times that amount back off of just the small plays. And I did not put a lot of money into it because I did not have a lot. And I was afraid to, because I do not move quickly on stuff unless I have more information, as, again, most of us should. Again, FOMO is not a strategy. So I just want to like let people know, like, sometimes it's about timing, but you don't have to worry about that. Like, oh, do we need to get into NFT right now? I need to get into Bitcoin. It's doing your research, finding the right information, and allowing yourself to naturally come to where you might fit comfortable in getting into this space, because it's long term. That's the next thing we'll talk about, why this is a long term game. It's not short, quick flips, even though you could get into that, but that's a whole different bag. So, is Bitcoin a Ponzi scheme, man?
Is Bitcoin a Ponzi scheme?
Based off of what people say that. People have been telling me, you know, this is a scam, man. just to get into that bag.
I hear a lot of that too, man. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, Bitcoin has now been around for, 12 years? So it's been around for a good little amount of time. Right. I don't know how many articles have been written on. Yeah, I don't know how many articles have been written on Bitcoin and how it was going to die.
Right.
Probably over 100, you know, maybe over 1,000, somewhere up in there or somewhere in between. But Bitcoin's been here, man. It's definitely not a Ponzi scheme, because it's not a get rich quick play, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and on Clubhouse, we say this all the time, right? We want people to like dollar cost average in, or DCA, and that's to buy a little bit. And just do that a little bit every week, right? Because take this for example, right? If you'd have took that $1,200 stimulus check that you got, or that some of us got last year, and put that $1,200 into Bitcoin at that time, right? Right now, that $1,200 would be roughly worth around 10 grand.
Shh.
Whew. But here's the thing, though, right? So if you truly believe in the power of Bitcoin, right? You truly believe in it, right? You're not going to sell it back for the fiat currency, because we just found out what the fiat monster can do.
Right.
Right. Feed it and it keeps spitting out more money, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel bad for like people that just put their money in the bank and is just sitting there. Right. Because the government right now, they're daring you. I double dog dare you to not do something with this money that we're giving you. I dare you to.
Yeah.
Anybody that's doing that, man, it's like a financial crime right now. Because that is the Ponzi scheme, right? They keep printing more and more of it. It just comes out of thin air. It's not backed by anything, because that was taken off the gold standard. If you watch that video, yep. It's been taken since the 70s. So that was taken off then.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will say, hey, I don't want to get into Bitcoin because it's not backed by anything. Well, at least Bitcoin is backed by math, science, the network, right? The computers, the community, right? It's backed by all of those things at least. And it's backed by scarcity, mm-hmm. right? Because there's only a certain amount of them. When you're talking about the US dollar, there's no certain amount of that. If they say they need, $2 trillion tomorrow, boom, it's $2 trillion. They just type that on a keyboard.
Right.
Boom.
Beep, beep, beep.
Got another $2 trillion ready to go. So that just makes people that's saving their money, that just turns them into a loser, essentially.
He's heating up.
All right. He's starting to get into the bag.
He's heating up.
You know what I mean? We're just starting to get into the bag. So, For those, again, to follow back, so that gets the argument if it's a Ponzi scheme. So if it isn't a Ponzi scheme and that Bitcoin is going places, and we're going to talk about that, we link in the article about how people are saying it's going to go to 200K. I want to just introduce y'all. We already said who it is. We got the good brother Jacumi. He is, I want to read off his bio, his Clubhouse bio, because it's pretty fire. I'm going to read off parts of it. Husband of five, that's important, and a father. You know what I'm saying? So this is like, he's got other shit he's doing. Just so y'all are like, oh, I can't spend time. I can't spend all day doing crypto. And he's got a lot of stuff he's doing. Cryptocurrency investor and trader, foreign exchange trader and investor, stock and options trader and investor, speaker, educator. He's a technical trainer, technical training master. I've seen with my own eyes and, mindset mentor, we're of the same ilk. I won't big myself up, but I'll big you up, man. We're definitely of the same ilk. We're definitely Jedi masters at this training.
For sure.
FAMU alumni. He's got his degrees and many things. So this is not somebody who's just, over here yabbing in his fucking mouth. This is somebody who is an actual subject matter expert in a lot of different places, in particular in this digital currency revolution happening, and he in particular I know is interested in bringing that to the black and brown space that we reside in and our community resides in, and that is why he would put me on. And it's like that's what's happening right now in this space, this financial revolution, that we're giving each other the knowledge, and it's not for a charge in a lot of ways, especially to get started, because we know that the more we create this ecosystem, the more it's going to feed our future families and future generations, because it's about the whole, the whole entire unit, the whole community, and the whole entire collective of people. So tell everybody what brought you into this space. Like, I know I told my story. What brought you into this space and what's got you excited about where it's going? And then we'll ask more questions.
Man, that's funny. What brought me into the space is almost by accident. But first, let me go back a little bit.
Sure,
right,
go back.
So I ask a lot getting into the financial space, right? The options in the stocks and stuff. So
which is a whole different
thing. I happen to be, firsthand witness. 2008, I'm riding high. Ooh. Bought some stock in the company I was working with. Feeling pretty good. 2008 financial crash.
No.
Bruh. I see my portfolio cut in half, bro. Cut in half, like with a sword.
Sheesh.
I'm like, man, that sucks. It's got to be a way. It's got to be a way to not have that kind of stuff happen, man. Somebody's got to be making money, right?
Right.
They always say that the stock game, the options game, is a zero-sum game, right? That means that in order for somebody to lose on this side, on this side, somebody's got to be winning.
Yep.
So if I'm losing, somebody on that side's winning. How are they doing that? How are they winning? So that took me into the long spiral of trying to figure out, okay, how do these stocks work? Okay, I got the stock game down. How do options work? I tried to do this on my own. I was like, okay, it's going to take a little bit more than just me. So I started investing in myself,
right,
you know, buying courses, spent like $500 for a weekend course. You know what I found out in that $500 weekend course?
What?
2 days is not enough time to learn everything you need to know.
You're like, what? No.
Like, man, I just spent $500. That should be enough. Nah, man, it wasn't. So eventually I found a couple of companies to teach me about the options game. They both wanted the same amount of money, but one was willing to work with me and the other one wasn't.
Okay.
So I eventually end up spending somewhere around like $6,000-$7,000 just trying to figure this stuff out.
Sheesh.
Yeah, right. How many people invest in themselves like that, right? Believe.
Talk about it now, man.
They're gonna bet. You know, they're gonna bet on themselves, right? So I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I still and all the while Bitcoin had emerged during this time frame, right? I knew nothing about it, right? But I spent all this money about the stock game, right? I'm just thinking like back, I think back, man, if I'd have just learned it, had an inkling about Bitcoin, put like, you know, a couple hundred dollars into it,
right,
where I'd be right now. But that's another story.
Right. You know, hindsight,
so come, 2020. Fast forward to about a year and a half ago, I was trying to get involved with this company so that I can learn about foreign exchange. And I was trying to, so I paid to get started. And what happened was I paid with my wife's credit card and they saw my name and they was like, nah, we think you're trying to scam.
What?
So they cut my account off. I started watching like all the little training for it. They cut my account off. And then I was like, damn, this stuff is getting good. I need to get back into this. So my buddy was like, you know, if you buy some Bitcoin, you can take the Bitcoin and you can pay that way. So I was like, all right, let me do that. So I went to go buy Bitcoin. I bought it off of, I'm not even going to say the exchange.
Yeah,
that I bought
yeah,
it
we don't, we, we ain't got
they ain't paying me and I don't want to big up them.
We don't, yeah, they racist. We might get them when they go public. Cause are they going, have they gone public yet? We
won't say.
Yeah. We don't. Yeah.
In any case, I found out was as soon as I bought it, right?
If you know, y'all.
Yeah. As soon as I bought it from those fools, what happened was like I couldn't move it, right? So I was trying to use it to pay to get back on this platform, but I couldn't use it because it was like, we got to wait on your bank. So that's going to take like, you know, another 5, 6, 7, 2 weeks.
Which is crazy.
I was like, I don't want to wait 2 weeks. I'm trying to get this info right now.
Right.
Right. So what I eventually did was I got some cash and I went and gave it to my brother. And he hooked it up for me and got me back on the platform. So in the meantime, now I'm stuck with like about, I don't know, $300, $400 worth of Bitcoin. So I was like, man, I don't know nothing about Bitcoin. What am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
It just so happens on the platform that I was on, they taught about cryptocurrency as well. So I was like, since I got $400 of Bitcoin, $350 of Bitcoin or so, and I see it moving like constantly, I might as well start learning a little bit about this, right? And then I fell down this rabbit hole and, you know, here we are today. It's by accident, really.
Woo. So it's like, it again, I want to reiterate one of the key parts he talked about is investing in yourself. Let's go ahead and dig that up. That's so crucial because whether it's a little bit or a lot, whether there's a little bit or a lot, that's what we mean about whether you can take a little bit of from your whatever money you got coming in and investing it in yourself. And you start talking about making your money make money for you. That's a whole different conversation. But this came, like you said, it wasn't, sometimes it's by happenstance, but we're now in a space where the knowledge is out there. There's people who are becoming reputable. You got to watch out for, again, the people who are, you know, claiming to be like, and that's one thing you'll find on the Clubhouse, the finesse gods who are saying they can do X, Y, and Z. But a lot of times the people you'll find who really giving it up, those are the people who are giving it up for free because they don't really need to profit off of you because they're getting crazy money. And they understand the more people that get in, the more it elevates the, what is it? Rising tide lifts all sails and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Raises
all boats. I don't know. You know. So.
Rising tide.
Yeah,
the rising tide
lifts all ships. You know what I'm saying? So to get more into, as we start winding down and to get more into kind of the core, if you had to ask somebody who's going to start and wants to get into Bitcoin today, what would you say would be your suggestions for how they can be the most effective at mobilizing this moment in time to invest in themselves as it relates to Bitcoin and crypto?
Well, what I would tell them is, you know, first, do your research on, you know, where to buy it from and then how to keep it safe. Like, that's probably like the most important thing, right? So, because once you buy it, like, how do you keep it safe, right? Is it safe to leave it where you bought it at? Probably not.
Talk about
it. Right? Depending on where you got it at. Mm-hmm. So, keeping it safe, you know, that's the most important thing, I think, once you get started in the space, once you understand that. But get started today, you know. Once you learn those couple of things about, like, how to keep it safe and where you can get it at, start accumulating. Because the money printers have been turned on again. I hear them talking about in like another $2 trillion.
That's what I was just talking about. Yeah, that's the $2 trillion that's coming. Yeah,
so, yeah, like if last year was any indication of where, you know, price could potentially go, and you have like, you know, all of these people speculating on where it could go. Now, I'll tell you this too, right? Whenever you're investing, right? Whenever you're investing, there's always a chance you could lose. Always, right? Mm-hmm. So I never want to tell people to start getting involved, investing and guarantee them like they're going to
100,000%
this thing, right? Yep. All
it's a risk.
Investment involve risk.
100,000%.
All of them, right? And that, it's funny because like you'll hear people say like, oh, you know, you get this 401k, 401ks go up like, you know, 10% every year or 8% or 5%. That's a lot of BS, man. I hate when people say that kind of stuff. And then at the same token, they'll come back and say something like Bitcoin's risky, right? But every investment involves risk, including the stock market, right? Stock market is more risky, I think, because, you know, those things can go to zero. Bitcoin, I don't even see how it could go to zero.
Right. It's really the trajectory it's at right now is hard for it to get in that space. So you said, again, to reiterate, do your research, find the right coin to invest in. If you aren't familiar with, there's a altcoin. So just to get in, I know that we won't get too into the weeds because we're going to spend a couple more minutes on this. I urge you all to find resources we will put in the Digipack. And again, we'll give you some ways to connect with Jakumi. We'll chop it up, man, whether we might do a Clubhouse session. He's doing Clubhouse sessions all the time with their Black Billionaire Bitcoin group. We'll do one to lead into this episode, because if you all have some Q&A questions, we'll see if he's down for that.
Sure.
So there's no way you can find and figure out everything in one episode. This is a 1 hour, you know what I'm saying? It's not even possible. But this is just to show you what the journey's like, that you can start from somewhere. I started from somewhere less than a year ago, and I still have a lot to go, but I've become more comfortable with the environment, using and finding the right apps like we talked about, using understanding what the difference is between a soft wallet and a hard wallet. Definitely does something y'all should research, and then finding out what are the right altcoins to be researching, right? I'll say this, because this brother told me about this altcoin. It's the only one, and like he said, this is all risk. We're not professional, blah, 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 blah. You can insert your disclaimer. insert.
Just for entertainment purposes
only. Yeah, insert your disclaimer, man. He told me about this altcoin less than a year ago. And so, again, people who are studying this, like himself, when you get into the study space, you start seeing which places and which coins are doing what. But Cardano, now you know that Jay-Z, now all of a sudden that Jay-Z and Jack from Twitter is talking about, everybody's going crazy for Cardano and you can't even barely buy it. And there's all kinds of issues with buying it day to day now, right? But this is just to tell you, again, he just said he's not like a magical genius. He's very, very smart. Very, very smart, brother. Incredible. But he got into this and he just did the research and he started studying and started connecting with people who are also doing the same thing. And that's how you get on the wave of this. He told me about Cardano less than a year ago. You know what I'm saying? So that should already tell you, like, once you get on this wave, you can see where things are going. Now it's going crazy. They're invested in it. This is definitely not a fad. This is all real, and that's why we started the conversation talking about fiat, so you all can have a background of like how this is grounded and what's really going on within the global economy. But as we wind down, I want to ask, how do you think, what do you think is going to be the future, where Bitcoin is going as it relates to the Black financial revolution that's occurring, and where do you see its place in that?
So the thing about Bitcoin, and the thing that I hope, you know, every listener takes away from this episode is this, right? It's probably the first time, especially in our history, that there are no barriers to stop us, you know, financially, right? Because mm-hmm. anybody can access Bitcoin, right? Anybody can pick it up. Anybody can buy it, mm-hmm. you know, from these different places, these exchanges. Mm-hmm. And we can benefit and front run these major corporations that are coming in behind us, right? Everybody thinks like Michael Saylor is a genius, and everybody thinks that like Elon Musk is a genius. Not mm-hmm. no disrespect to him. You know, he's a genius, you know, when it comes to like, you know, aerospace and shit like that.
He's kind of a D-bag.
If we're talking about Bitcoin, that dude got in Bitcoin after I did. So
he got to it late.
You know what I'm saying? So like, he's a little late to the game. So this is the first time, like, you guys now, you know, when you listen to this episode, you have the opportunity to front run these companies, right? Bitcoin is somewhere around $60,000. I see articles every day talking about what Bitcoin is going to be at the end of this year.
You see, you sent me the NASDAQ saying it might go to 200K.
Right. So if Bitcoin can go to 200K this year and it's at less than 60,000 right now, whoa, that's a lot of room to run. So you in early, right? So get in now, man. Start dollar cost averaging in. Put a little bit away. Like when I was working at my company, they would take money out of our check like every 2 weeks and put that into the stock or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't get the money right away. That was 6 months later, man. We didn't even see the stuff until 6 months later. So do the same thing, right? Dollar cost average in, buy a little bit every week. Don't even see it. Let it just come out of your check. Exactly. There's platforms that'll allow you to do that. And I can give you two of them if you want, but yeah.
Yeah, Tom, you know, go ahead. Give them final jewels.
Yeah, I'll give them two platforms that'll allow you to do that, and it'll automatically take money out for you. So you can do this on Cash App.
That's what you showed me. That was the first one you told me about, which hopefully everybody knows about.
Platform that I found that you can do it on is Swan Bitcoin.
Say that again.
Swan Bitcoin.
Like swan, like a bird?
Like a black swan.
Okay, Swan Bitcoin. So again, y'all, we just giving y'all, this is again, the point of this episode was to introduce you to just kind of like whet the beak of like where you're going. If this is your first time hearing about Bitcoin, or if you're just getting started, this is like a primer. We definitely will, hopefully the good brothers interested in coming back, we'll dive deeper. And like I said, we'll probably do a Clubhouse Q&A at some point. So we can get y'all that have questions that want to dive a little bit deeper. But I want to kind of end with you giving the people kind of like how they can connect with you, what you got going on, what you're doing within the Bitcoin space, within social media, and if they want to, you know, reach out with you and want to work with you.
For sure. So they can connect with me on IG at Escape the 40 40 40 Trap, right? That's Escape the 40 40 40 Trap. And what's the 40-40 trap? That's when you work a job 40 hours a week. You do that for 40 years and retire off 40% of your income. Bro, that's a trap. So don't do it. Woo. I'm going to help you escape that. Right? So you can hit me up there. You can just DM me there. You can catch me on Clubhouse. You know, we do the Black Bitcoin Billionaires weekly. We do rooms weekly, just educating people on Bitcoin, how to get started, where to get it from.
They're great rooms.
Catch us on that weekly. We got so many rooms now, so I can't even give you all.
Yeah, you just gotta follow him
for another hour
on Clubhouse. If you're not, again, we told you how we can get your access to DMs, and as these other platforms come, I'm sure he's going to expand to those as well. But definitely.
Yeah, I do want to give you a website too.
Yep.
I want you to go
drop it.
Black Bitcoin Billionaire, no S, blackbitcoinbillionaire.com. You know, go ahead and sign up for the Satoshi Millionaire Challenge. If you don't have Bitcoin, we're going to give you your first piece of Bitcoin, right? We're going to give you the first.
Hold on. Wait. Did y'all hear that, man? They're giving people Bitcoin. Don't y'all understand what's happening, man? Everybody, they want everybody to have access. You should be concerned when everybody, they want to give everybody access, and I mean in a good way, because that means like the tides are shifting. That means that people who are getting this money, they're not concerned, they're not worried about you taking their money, because this is like a global, this is a global shift in the distribution of wealth, y'all. You know what I mean?
For sure. The reason we even have that page is so that we can have Black families become Satoshi millionaires, right? And right now you can become a Satoshi millionaire for somewhere around like, you know, about $575. So we're talking about the small fraction of Bitcoin, but you can become a Satoshi millionaire with that amount of money right now. And who knows, you know, if Bitcoin ever reaches a million, guess what? Or 100 million, you're a millionaire.
So, you know, let me, this is, I'm a, this is from the old board, but I have to, you got to drop that flex bomb on them. You know what I mean? And I want to just thank you again, brother, for dropping these jewels as we bring it to a close.
Oh, I got one more thing.
No, go
right?
Go ahead.
When you go to that website and you join it, you can have access to Bitcoin and Black America for free.
What? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Rewind that. We got, wait. So I paid for the book now. The book, which is a great piece, it's a great piece to get. It was like $15. Because at the time, last year, they didn't even have a digital. Is there a digital version of it yet still or no?
There's a digital version, right? Right? Because the we at the Black Bitcoin Billionaires, actually, Isaiah Jackson, the author, I had the opportunity, you know, I chop it up with the brother now.
Yeah, Black Bitcoin Billionaires.
You'll catch him on the Genesis block that comes on Mondays at 11 a.m. right after his show. His show that he has on YouTube, I believe he's got it on YouTube now. And that's The Gentleman of Crypto. It's on YouTube. So check him out on The Gentleman of Crypto. But he said, hey, we can give the book away, the digital copy, PDF.
Wow, that's a jewel. That's the biggest jewel right there.
Go, go get the free resources.
Yo, on some real, I'm telling y'all, to everybody listening, that book is what really opened me up. Again, I like to read. Hopefully, we know our audience, man. We know how DigiTribe gives it up. Y'all are into doing education and doing the research and doing the knowledge too. That's it right there. You just gave you the layup. You ain't got to go pay for the book. So, I mean, come on. That's how we coming out the gate. Season 4, episode 1, man. Resources? Come on. This is not a game. So, thank you, brother, for coming in. Let me go to our final transition. This is our plug talk, our plugs and picks of the week. So we like to, this is where it doesn't have to be because you already kind of plugged what you got going on. I want to kind of give some shout outs to things that I'm interested in that's going on culturally right now. And then I'll let you end with your plug. First and foremost, again, I want to give a shout out to APBG Branding, which is, again, responsible for us having this space. The good brother She. We got some stuff in the works coming soon. Shout out to Tris, Amber, Ebony. They got a wonderful campaign going right now. Ebony does for her short film coming out soon. Shout out to JP, Jack Preston. You will see him definitely in the mix coming soon in future episodes. So, you know, the squad, the tribe is still here. We just, again, iterating and growing and evolving the platform. If you want to connect with us, if you don't know how, an easy way to do it is going to digigoodtimes.com. That's where you can access everything. That's where you can sign up for the Discord, which we just told you earlier how that's going to be giving it up and how Discord is going to allow us to have these private conversations and panels we can do within our communities or within your own ecosystems. You can create your own communities on Discord. Also, our Facebook group is really live. That's where we're giving information all the time, where we have a lot of engaging conversations within our threads, the newsletter as well. And if you're already looking at, you know, I wanted to save it, you know, you can see what's on my teat right here. Maybe you won't be able to see it if you're listening, but in the video you can see that DGT logo. We got some giveaways coming up soon that will only be for our DigiTribe community. And as we said earlier, the Patreon is coming. We're going to announce kind of more details about the Patreon in the next episode. But this is just your way that you can help us grow. And also, you know, get more out of what we've got going on as we iterate, because we want to continue to elevate and provide these resources to the community abroad and the diaspora abroad. So, my plug, I already said all those plugs. I was trying to think of music, if they had any music plugs. Oh yeah. Shout out to Awful Truth and E-Man Jones. They have a new project called Shaka Dolo. I got to shout that out. That's the DigiTribe squad. Some dope, talented brothers, man. My actual brother and Eman, my wonderful, wonderful brethren. And yeah, that's my shout outs. What you got, man?
So, first, I'm gonna shout out my wife, man, because you know, not without her, man, she allowed me to do all of these cool things,
right,
and
to be able to even talk
all
right time now, talk
to us. Clubhouse, and you know, she really, I'm gonna shout out her, but also, you know, check out her book, man. Melanoid breast milk.
Whoa.
Melanoid breast milk, right? That's baby's first food. So you can find that on WeBuyBlack.com. You can also find it on Amazon.com. My wife is an author. And she's doing breastfeeding classes as well. So check her out. Her name is Ariana Randolph. So check her out.
Holistic, man. Holistic.
I'm gonna shout out my other black Bitcoin billionaires.
Go for it.
Lamar Wilson, Dr. Shalair, Terrence T Mac, Trentino, Crypto Quavo. We got Club Quavos on Saturday nights on Clubhouse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all going crazy on Club. That's why y'all go, like, bro, I mentioned earlier. I'm going to say this: the finance community, in my opinion, especially Bitcoin, is the one community that's still going crazy on Clubhouse. That's, in my opinion, I see progressive. A lot of these other spaces just kind of diddle into just talks about nothing. But when I jump into any of y'all chats, most of the time it's active and it's real. Like, I mean that. And this is somebody who's been on Clubhouse for a long time. So this is a space that if you're not in Clubhouse, they're telling you this is where it's going down. I just wanted to, I'll give y'all a little shout out on that. But yeah.
Yeah, bro. On Saturday nights, crypto, we have Club Quavo. Well, we kind of bring in like artists. Yeah. So the last artist we had in was, I think, Lecrae. He came in.
What?
Topped it up. We had to educate him on Bitcoin, you know? So we bring the artists on stage, have them educate them. Had them bring up their friends, family, or whatever, educate them on the space, the Bitcoin space, and the crowd gets a lot out of it as well. So just shout out to them. Shout out to my other black Bitcoin billionaires that I do a room with called Teaching Bitcoin to the Babies.
I've seen that.
Darlene and T Mott. Yeah, so we talk about how we teach this stuff to the kids. You know, I have my kids come on and do like crypto trivia. So my kids are dope, boy. They come on. They be stomping the hell out of the adults, man.
Y'all gotta understand, man. He's on fire. I saved that for the end. Like, just so y'all get that we got to pass on this knowledge, not only amongst ourselves, but to the youth. There's a lot of that going on. As I said, this financial revolution that's happening. If you look for it, you can see it. It's happening, and there's a lot of it going on in all the content creation spaces. But yeah, this is our first episode back, man. So we revving the engines back up, but we came out the gates blazing. You know what I'm saying? You can go back and rewind this. Again, this is the last time you get in the Digipack for the free 99, which is the episode guide that's going to have the resources. But guess what? We're not like trying to, you know, you don't have to. We would love for you to participate and join our Patreon once we launch soon. But these resources are right there for you. You can just go back and listen to everything he said and write down everything he said.
Let me get one more in there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a plug. The crypto blockchain plug. CryptoBlockchainPlug.com. You can buy Bitcoin from the CryptoBlockchain.com. The person that runs that, she's also one of the black Bitcoin billionaires as well. So you definitely want to buy from her.
Buying black. You can buy your Bitcoin from a black person? Man.
You can.
Come on, y'all.
And she's like the only black person she's like the only black person in the United States
that
it's crazy.
Like I said,
her name is Naja Roberts. So CryptoBlockchainPlug.com. Naja Roberts, she runs it. She's one of the black Bitcoin billionaires. You'll catch her on Clubhouse as well doing the Crypto Virgin Hour. So I got to plug all of these guys.
So we going in, as y'all can see, this is just going to be, I can see this just being part one. Because we got so much more. Maybe we, hopefully, as we grow, can get more of the black billionaire people to come on and to dive deeper, because this is iterative. Bitcoin is growing. We ain't even touched on NFT. That's a whole nother episode we got coming. We got stuff cooked up. We've been chefing in the fucking lab, y'all. So just understand that. Thank you for rocking with us, man. Jakumi. Shout out to the good brother Cope holding us down, man. We squatted up in here. This has been another episode of Digital Good Times, Season 4. We back, strapped. And, yeah, man, I'm going to end on with this. I'm gonna get the soundboard. I'm gonna get more unique things for y'all, man. But this is our first time back. Thank you, Jakumi. This is good times, man. We out here, all the way out here. Shout out to the whole squad. Shout out to the tribe. We'll see y'all soon. Deuces.
Peace.